And now we head to the Bluegrass State, where, for the first time this year, Kentucky high school students and FFA members had the chance to put their ag knowledge to the test through a hands-on interactive field scouting competition. The University of Kentucky's Jeff Franklin covered the action.
It was a cloudy and overcast morning at UK's Research and Education Center, which made for comfortable temperatures, not usually the case for July in western Kentucky, but welcomed by the crop scouting teams. The eight high school teams, consisting of 4 to 6 members, rotated through 10 stations in the competition, ranging from soil properties to
a morning glory. Can anybody tell me what kind of morning glory?
Weeds, corn agronomics, and more in a very hands-on event.
Basically, our students are coming here. They're doing the hands-on activities with some of our pests, so insects, diseases, weeds. We're teaching them how to scout fields, work with some of our soil issues, and also some basic corn soybean agronomics as well.
Kirsten Wise said the competition is very similar to what a professional crop scout or consultant would do in their job and gives UK a chance to showcase its facilities.
We think this is a great opportunity for the University of Kentucky to interact with high school students, particularly students that are interested in agriculture.
Of course, I did some scouting when I was back in high school and college.
Bobby Schmidt, who has taught agriculture at Livingston County for 25 years, was excited about the opportunity to bring his students to the competition and be so close to home.
I've been over here several times for field days and stuff, and if nobody's ever been here, it's really a neat place because you see so much on relatively a small acreage. And I think it's a good representation of West Kentucky, the soils that we have, and a lot of the growing conditions.
Schmidt liked the fact the contest involved UK specialists guiding the students through the stations. UK faculty, graduate students, and interns all were involved in the competition, and the students in the contest said they learned a lot.
Like in the field, going and like staging corn and like which stage it comes in, and like I learned the same with like soybeans. I got to learn like where you look at the plant, like which node you need to look at and different stuff like that. So that was pretty cool.
I believe it will give me foresight for the future to kind of see what I'd be getting into, like taking like college courses, saying, well, hey, this is kind of what this is about, you know, give me just a little bit of information before you dive deep into that big terminology.
Officials at UK's Research and Education Center hope to make the competition an annual event. From the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, I'm Jeff Franklin reporting.
And the top three teams in that contest each receive prize money.